European heat waves, Western wildfires, and an AI investment thesis under scrutiny. Europe is enduring a severe heat wave that scientists are attributing to a jet stream blocking pattern rather than El Niño, a distinction with significant policy implications. Jet stream blocks occur when the normally eastward moving river of upper atmosphere air stalls over a region, allowing high pressure to park beneath it and temperatures to climb for days or weeks without moderation. Climate scientists have identified a potential link between Arctic warming, which is occurring faster than warming at mid-latitudes, and increased jet stream instability, raising the prospect that heat wave frequency and duration in Europe could increase independently of El Niño cycles. In the American West, the Storm Prediction Center is warning of major fire weather escalation this weekend, with Utah already managing 349 active wildfires. An incoming trough is expected to bring wind gusts above 40 miles per hour alongside single-digit humidity percentages, conditions fire meteorologists describe as extreme fire weather, compounding drought stress from a dry spring and early season heat. Meanwhile, a COVID vaccine study finding that the 2025-2026 vaccines cut hospitalizations by roughly half was blocked from release by acting CDC Director Jay Bhattacharya over methodology concerns before being published directly in the Journal of the American Medical Association after peer review. The incident raised questions about the appropriate role of political appointees in determining which government-funded research reaches the public. The week's most argued-over consensus, that AI infrastructure investment will continue at its current pace and produce economy-wide productivity gains on a timeframe justifying current valuations, deserves rigorous skepticism. The bear case centers on integration timelines. Enterprise software adoption, even genuinely transformative software, typically takes 7 to 10 years to penetrate an industry deeply enough to move aggregate productivity statistics. The personal computer was commercially available in 1981. The productivity gains from computing did not appear clearly in macroeconomic data until the mid-1990s. The solo paradox. You can see the computer age everywhere, except in the productivity statistics, ran for more than a decade. The specific assumption most worth probing is enterprise workflow integration. Strong evidence exists that AI tools work for specific, well-defined tasks. Code generation, document summarization, image production. Far weaker evidence exists that organizations are successfully restructuring their workflows to capture the full productivity potential. Most current deployment patterns appear to resemble augmentation of existing jobs rather than genuine process redesign. If that is the dominant pattern, individuals working somewhat faster rather than organizations working fundamentally differently, aggregate productivity effects will be real but modest. Two empirical signals to watch. S&P 500 earnings per share growth in the technology sector for fiscal year 2026, reported in early 2027, will reveal whether AI investing companies are generating revenue growth and margin expansion that reflects genuine productivity gains or merely rising costs. And Amazon's $200 billion AI infrastructure commitment, paired with AWS CEO Matt Garman's statement that half of white-collar jobs may change due to AI, will face a concrete test. If Amazon's own headcount and productivity metrics by mid-2027 do not demonstrate that thesis internally, it would constitute meaningful evidence that the productivity transformation is slower than the infrastructure investment implies.